Library Accessibility Handbook. From support to frequently asked questions, accessible study rooms to assistive technology. This guide tells you everything you need to know about the library's accessibility offers. University of Warwick, the Library and Archives. Contents. Need assistance? We're here to help. Page 2. Library Support. Page 2. Welcome. Page 2. Disclaimer. Page 3. Other support, page 3. Overview, page 4. Accessible study rooms, page 4. Essentials, page 4. Locations in the library, page 4. Locations around campus, page 4. Accessible and assistive spaces, page 5. Sensory and quiet spaces, page 5. Library accessible services, page 5. Assistive technology and software information, page 6. What assistive software is available? Page 6. Accessible and assistive equipment. Page 8. What can I borrow? Page 8. Accessible equipment loaning procedure. Page 12. How to borrow equipment. Page 12. Borrowing and returning information. Page 12. Useful digital tools. Page 13. Table of tools. Page 13. FAQs, page 15. 1. How do I use the dimmable lights in the accessible study rooms? Page 15. 2. How do I use the adjustable desks? Page 17. 3. Can I book the accessible study rooms for longer than 3 hours? Page 18. 4. Can my friends join me in the accessible study rooms? Page 18. 5. What do I do if I have booked a room I no longer need? Page 18. 6. Why can't I enter the accessible study room if I have booked it? Page 18. 7. Can I bring an assistance dog? Page 19. Feedback. Page 19. QR codes to feedback surveys. Page 19. Welcome. Welcome to your guide to the accessible spaces and study rooms at the University of Warwick Library. We hope this guide helps you navigate these spaces with ease and feel as comfortable as possible during your visit. Our accessible study areas are designed to provide a supportive and inclusive environment, ensuring all students have equal access to resources and facilities that support their learning. Need assistance? We're here to help. Library support. Email library@warwick.ac.uk. Call +44 024 756 522026. Library help desk, floor 1. Open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Library accessibility specialist. If you have any questions or need assistance with library accessibility, please ask for the library accessibility specialist at the help desk. Book a 30-minute online Teams meeting to discuss your accessibility needs. Book here. Disclaimer: What library accessibility can do. Offer support and guidance on library services for students with disabilities or additional needs. Provide one-on-one consultations to discuss individual accessibility needs related to library services and resources. Support the use of assistive technologies and/or equipment by showing you what we have available and how to get started using it. Personal library tours to help you feel confident and comfortable navigating library spaces. Signpost to other support services across the university if you need extra help or advice. Escalate feedback and suggestions to senior library leaders. What library accessibility cannot do. Diagnose disabilities or provide medical advice. Modify library policies, but I can help raise issues and suggest improvements. Guarantee immediate accessibility fixes. Sometimes requests may need approval and time. Provide technical support for personal devices beyond assistive tech guidance. And act as a legal advisor regarding accessibility laws or compliance. Other support. Wellbeing services. Web page, Wellbeing and Student Support Portal. Phone 024 76 57 5570. Location, Senate House, Central Campus. Disability Services. Email disability@warwick.ac.uk to book an appointment. Location, Senate House, Central Campus. Use the University of Warwick map to locate Senate House and all other locations on campus. Overview, accessible study rooms. Essentials, maximum capacity, 2 people, the person who booked the room and 1 companion. You can book up to 3 hours per day. To book 3 consecutive hours, e.g. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, you'll need to reserve 1 hour slot and 1 2-hour slot back to back. Locations in the library. Floor 1, room 114. Floor 2, room 204. Floor 2 extension, room 256. Floor 3, room 309. Floor 4, room 405. Floor 5, room 505. Reminders. If you book 3 consecutive hours, rescan your card at the door to confirm your presence. If you forget, speak to the help desk so it doesn't count as a no-show. Rooms are private but not soundproof. Please be mindful of noise. Locations around campus. Junction, PG Hub, JX2.06, only available for postgraduate students. And University House, Learning Grid 2. Accessible and assistive spaces. Areas with adjustable furniture, like desks and chairs, PCs with assistive software installed, are typically quieter and less busy. Look at the University of Warwick virtual map and the University of Warwick Library floor plans for more assistance. Floor 1, Assistive Technology Area. We have included images of floor maps to show where the assistive technology areas are within the library. There is 1 for floor 1 and 1 on the floor 2 extension. Sensory and quiet spaces. Areas with minimal noise, sensory items, typically less busy and some warmer lighting. Floor 1, breathing space. Floor 2 extension, sensory study room. Floor 2 extension, silent study room. Floor 3, 4, 5, quiet study. Library accessible services. Visit the library's accessibility webpage for more information. Here's an overview. Coloured printing paper, click and collect, individual library inductions, research and academic support librarians, proxy borrower. Assistive technology and software information. A range of assistive software is available on designated computers throughout the library and is easy to access. To locate specific software, you can visit the assistive technology areas, check the library website for detailed locations, or ask at the help desk for assistance. Please note that some software is only available in a demo or viewer format. What assistive software is available? There is a grid with 3 columns that say software name, description, and key information. From top to bottom, ClaroRead, text to speech, may require headphones, produces noise. ColorVeil, customizable color filter, reduces eye strain, dyslexia support, produces no noise, IDG managed. Dragon, voice recognizable dictation, may require headphones, produces noise. Essay writer, academic writing guidance, tools for improving grammar and style, visual mapping, produces no noise. FS Reader, text-to-speech, may require headphones, produces noise. Inspiration, diagramming tool, brainstorming, visual mapping, produces no noise. JAWS 2019, text-to-speech, braille output, may require headphones, produces noise. Kurzweil 1000, text-to-speech, scan and read printed material, compatible with DAISY. May require headphones, produces noise. Mind Manager, diagramming tool, brainstorming, visual mapping, produces no noise, IDG managed. NVDA, text-to-speech, may require headphones, produces noise. Open Dyslexic, font designed to improve readability, dyslexia friendly, produces no noise, IDG managed. Read and Write Gold, text-to-speech, may require headphones, produces noise, IDG managed. Sonosense Audio Note Taker, audio note taking, visual organisation, may require headphones, produces noise. WorkRave, rest break timer, prevent repetitive strain injuries, RSI, produces noise, IDG managed. ZoomText 2019, screen magnification, screen reader program, may require headphones, produces noise. Accessible and assistive equipment. We have included two columns that highlight the items that can be borrowed and their accompanying images. Multisensory bag. One ear defender, various fidgets, timers, communication cards. Bags vary slightly. Please check contents for your preference. Technology aids. High contrast, large print keyboard, black and white. High contrast, large print keyboard, black and yellow. Dell computer keyboard. Portable hearing loops. Ear defenders. Headphones. Sensory aids. Weighted lap pad. Weighted neck pad. Daylight lamp. Cerium coloured overlays, A4. Cerium eye level reading rulers, overlays. Ruby digital magnifier. Line by line and dome magnifier. Magnifying rulers, 15 centimetres. Handheld magnifier. Lily lamp, dyslexia lamp. Contour roller mouse, scrolling pad. Penguin ambidextrous, vertical mouse. Ergonomic accessories. 3M ergonomic optical mouse. Kensington Orbit optical trackball. Wooden book stands. Extra wide writing slopes. Metal laptop stand. Book chair for books and e-readers. Accessible equipment loaning procedure. How to borrow equipment. Equipment is loaned on a first-come, first-served basis to all library users. Use library search to check availability of accessible equipment. Visit the library help desk to request an item. Present your library ID to check out an item. Staff will register the loan under your library account. Equipment is handed to you at the help desk. Borrowing and returning information. Where you can use it. Equipment must stay inside the library. You are welcome to use it in any area of the library, but please be mindful of potential disruptions it may cause to others. Where to return it. Return all equipment to the library help desk when you're done or before leaving the building. Loss, damage may incur a charge. Equipment cannot be taken outside of the library and must be returned to the library help desk when finished with them or before exiting the building. Note that the library help desk is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We encourage you to visit during these hours. If you are unavailable to do so, you may leave your materials with our overnight staff at the help desk. Useful digital tools. Here is a list of apps and websites designed to help students succeed. Please note that there are many other apps and software available that are not included in this list. We encourage you to explore and test various apps and websites to find the ones that best meet your needs. Note, some of these tools follow a freemium model, but please note that our university does not have a paid subscription. When using any of these tools, you should always read the terms and conditions carefully for implications for privacy, intellectual property, and access control. Table of tools. We have included tables that outline various accessible tools available on the web or as an app. It includes two columns that give the tool and its web link, and also a short description of each to accompany. You may click on each link to visit the sites or type them into your search bar to find. Immersive Reader, reading support. Read aloud, Windows magnifier and cursor indicator. Narrator, Microsoft Windows, reading support. Grammarly for Microsoft Office, grammar checker. Quillbot, grammar checker. Microsoft FreeMind, mind mapping. Dictate, voice dictation in Word, OneNote, PowerPoint, etc. Microsoft OneNote, note taking. Microsoft Magnifier, screen magnifier reader. Next, Mac/iOS accessibility. Accessibility features Mac users. Web notes. A guide for Mac users. YouTube, Mac accessibility. A guide for Mac users. VoiceOver, Mac/iOS screen reader. Next, mind mapping/visual notes. Lucid Chart, mind mapping. Microsoft FreeMind, free PC download mind mapper. Next is visual support / site assistance. Visor, Chrome Web Store, Color Veil and a ruler. Be My Eyes, live video help. Bionic Reading, reading assistance. Seeing AI, AI image narration. Tap Tap See, photo recognition for a vision impaired. Next is note taking / understanding. Google Docs voice typing, input text and control document editing using their voice. Microsoft OneNote, create, organize and sync notes across devices using text, images, audio, etc. iOS dictation, Apple dictation. Glean, note taking with University of Warwick credentials. Google Notebook LM, AI note taking and podcast creation. Next is screen readers. Narrator, Microsoft Windows, is a built-in screen reader in Windows. VoiceOver, Mac/iOS, is Apple's built-in screen reader. Next is essay writing tools. Grammarly, for Microsoft Office, grammar, spelling, and other corrections. Scriber, academic support. Quillbot, grammar checker. Oxford English Dictionary, app or web dictionary. Next is magnification. NVDA, screen reader, which is Braille compatible. Microsoft Magnifier, screen magnifier and reader. Next is organization / time management. Magic To Do, Goblin Tools, Task Manager and To Do Lists. Online Digital Clock, Timers and Countdowns. Tomato Timer, uses the Pomodoro technique. Forest, is a focus app. Motion Alarm Clock, shake your phone to stop the alarm. Remember the Milk, Task Manager, To Do Lists. Next is White Noise / Focus. Noisily, Ambient Noise Mixing, Tiomix 2, Custom Soundscapes. Next is Educational Media, Press Reader, Digital Print, Magazines via University of Warwick credentials. Libby, ebooks, audiobooks via University of Warwick credentials. Canopy, TV and radio via University of Warwick credentials. Next is communication. Sunflower personalised ID card, physical card. Sunflower Extra ID card, digital card. Emergency Chat is an app for when speech is difficult but communication is needed. FAQs. 1. How do I use the dimmable lights in the accessible study rooms? This dimmable light switch features two multifunctional buttons allowing you to easily adjust the lighting to your preferred brightness levels. Note, lighting may vary slightly between rooms. On/off/dimmable. Press the top of the left button once to turn the light on full brightness mode. Press the bottom of the left button 3 times to turn the light off fully. The lights will gradually dim with each press. Using lighting scenes. Press the top button labelled Scene A 50% to set the lights to 50% brightness. Press the bottom right button labelled Scene B 20% to set the lights to 20% brightness. 2. How do I use the adjustable desks? Each desk has a control tab located on the edge of the desktop featuring two buttons to adjust the height. Before use, make sure the black power cable is securely plugged into a wall socket and the switch is turned on. The left button has an upward arrow indicating that the table will rise. Press until the table is at your desired height and then let go of the button. The right button has a downward arrow indicating the table will lower. Press until the table is at your desired height and then let go of the button. If the table won't raise or lower, first check that it's plugged in and switched on. If it's still not responding, press and hold both control buttons simultaneously until the table lowers completely and comes to a stop. Once it's lowered, press the left button to raise the table. It should now function as normal. 3. Can I book the accessible study rooms longer than 3 hours? Bookings are limited to a maximum of 3 hours per day. This ensures fair access for all users, as these rooms are in high demand and availability is limited. 4. Can my friends join me in the accessible study rooms? You may bring one companion into the room. Please note that these spaces are monitored regularly to ensure a safe and comfortable environment for all users. 5. What do I do if I have booked a room that I no longer need? If your plans change, please cancel your booking as soon as possible to make the space available to others. You can also speak to the help desk, who can cancel it on your behalf and ensure it doesn't count as a no-show. 6. Why can't I enter the accessible study room if I have booked it? If you don't arrive within 15 minutes of your scheduled start time, the system will mark it as a no-show and automatically cancel your access. If you leave the room during your booking, you can usually return using your ID card. But if your room break crosses the hour mark and you're gone for more than 15 minutes, your access may be revoked. Please speak to the help desk in this case, or call the library on +44 or 02476 566 026. 7. Can I bring an assistance dog? Assistance dogs are welcome, provided they're kept on a lead. Please note that emotional support animals are not permitted. Feedback. If you have any questions or feedback, please email us at library@warwick.ac.uk. QR codes to feedback surveys. We'd love your feedback, so take this quick survey to help us improve this handbook and make our services even more accessible. Just visit the link below or scan the QR code to get started.